Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi. I was transferred to you because there's a charge on my account that I don't know what it is.
Okay. What's your name and your mailing address?
Annette Winters, 243 Irish Way, Pismo Beach, California, 93449.
Okay, and what's your email address?
One of them is winters.michelle@yahoo.com.
Okay, and the last four numbers of the card that was charged?
4218.
I do think I have that account. Let's see. Okay, it's loading that system. If you give me just a moment, please.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so I do have that account. It does show there was a charge of $7.95 for that KitchenAid product on June 20th, and then you were charged the $56.95, and you said you did not authorize those charges.
It doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
Okay, could have been anyone in your household done it without your knowledge.
I certainly hope not, but okay. No, I don't know little kids I have,
okay.
But...
Okay. Well, we just have to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges will result into a fine such as a fee. As long as you're sure that no one else in your household placed that order, then we can go ahead and proceed with that fraud claim.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know what this is about. It doesn't sound familiar to me at all, and I haven't received any KitchenAid thing. Is it something they said they sent in the mail, or a KitchenAid's an appliance, right?
Right. It looks like you were entered into like a contest, and then which turned into like a monthly subscription.
Is it something that was filled out online or something, or do you know?
I'm not sure, how you would have entered that contest, but we can go ahead and make sure that that subscription is canceled out and process the refund for you.
Thank you. There's things you fill online sometimes for things, but I don't do subscriptions and things like that, so I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Well, yeah, we'll go ahead and process the refund. They just asked that you would allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credit back into your account.
Okay, of course.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
You as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.